Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and lore. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Today, we have what may be the holy grail of an abduction event evidence. Meaning, we might actually have real digital representation of somebody being abducted. In this podcast, I'm going to tell you about a story about an individual who was abducted with his cell phone on his body, which recorded the level with which his body was elevated during an abduction event. So in this case, I found on the UFOChronicles.com, the title is Alien Abduction Supported by Cell Phone Data. It was released February 15th, 2020. And it follows the story of a man in Dallas, Texas, who was abducted out of his bed at around 5 a.m. in the morning. So this event occurred on April 16th, 2019. And he states he actually has evidence to improve it empirically. So this is actual scientific data from his cell phone indicating that he was taken out of his bed and elevated above his home. So I'm going to read a little bit about this, and then we'll kind of get into it. In this event, I'm trying to find the individual's name. It looks like Attorney General. And he's known in UFO circles for writing a book called The Incident at Devil's Den, which we'll probably do another podcast on eventually. That event occurred in 1977 while he was serving in the U.S. Air Force, and he suffered serious burns and other ailments during this abduction. And decades of trauma afterwards, they were abducted aboard a huge triangular craft while on a camping trip in Arkansas. So that happened before this, obviously before this 2019 event. So he wrote this book. He's well known in UFO circles, and he revealed that a second recent abduction event occurred on April 16th, 2019. So in this event, he states he goes to sleep every night with his cell phone in the top pocket of his t-shirt, and he listens to orchestra music. He states, I plug in my earbuds and the charger and stick the whole thing in my pocket. I don't move around a lot in my sleep, and I lie on my back. I listen to music and sleep through the night. Sounds nice. I wish I could do that. I move around all the time, flip-flopping like an alligator in water, but he's able to sleep on his back the entire night. That's great. So he goes on, and he states, on April 16th, I got up at 5:55 a.m., completely exhausted and out of breath. I thought I was having a heart attack, and I called the ambulance. So in this case, a lot of times people wake up, and they might have anxiety, they might have heard a sound, it might elevate their heart rate, they might think they're having a heart attack, they might have a panic attack, whatever the case is. If you experience any mental health issues, you know, like anxiety or panic attacks, you'll know what I'm talking about. I've had them since I was a kid, and I had no clue what they were until later on in life. But they can be terrifying, and you know, you don't know what's going on, and so you know, to the normal person, they might think, okay, maybe he was just having a panic attack. Well, let's go on in this story and find out. So at the hospital, he was given X-rays and an EEG, which shows that he hadn't had a heart attack at all, and that he was fine. So when Terry got home, he felt well enough to walk a little bit, sent home, and started to walk around, and he states he tries to walk 2 miles every day. So he has an app on his phone with which to record how many steps he takes. Now, not only does this app take a record of how many steps you take, but it also tracks any stairs and the elevation with which you take these stairs. So he states, if I climb a flight of six flights of stairs, it will show a stair step app because the bottom line impacts the time, whereas the vertical line represents the distance with which you walk in this particular app. So it actually shows you when you're walking upstairs or elevating to another level on his particular app. So that's pretty cool. So that's vital to this story because a normal pedometer app might not show that, but on his app, it's a little bit more detailed and shows the elevation with which you go up. Kind of like if you're going to go hiking, you'd want to know the elevation. So on his app, he has that. So in this case, it showed one line, and then it showed a vertical line going straight up, between 5:23 and 5:24 a.m. according to his phone. So according to this app, it's stating that he climbed six flights of stairs in less than a minute, which is doable. It's pretty quick if you're going at a decent pace. But he knew he didn't fly. He didn't take these steps because he was sleeping, for one, because he got up at 5:55, and this app showed that he had flown up or climbed up six flights of stairs between 5:23 and 5:24. Well, guess what, guys? This is about to get real interesting. So he took it to the T-Mobile store, and he asked the customer representative, what does this mean? I have no idea. The customer representative told him that the app states and shows that he was 60 feet above his house at 5:24 a.m., exactly the time in which the phone stated, but 60 feet above his house. So the average house is what, you know, if you're living in a ranch house, maybe it's 10, 12 feet high, maybe 15 feet high at its apex, but he was an additional 60 feet above his house at 5:24. Now here's where it gets really interesting. His house has no stairs. No stairs. So take that into consideration when we're looking at this particular instance. There's no way in which he could have elevated 60 feet above his house unless he threw his phone up and came back down. But nonetheless, the phone stated it took a minute to get up. A minute. Well, if you launch your phone and throw it up in the air, it's coming right back down within a matter of seconds. So clearly that's not what happened. Clearly he's not trying to gimmick people because he had written a book years earlier. So he's not trying to gimmick people. He already talked about his previous UFO experience and, you know, continues to discuss, you know, what happens here. So let's move forward. So this article is really interesting because on the next page, it actually shows a phone image, a picture from his phone, screenshot from April 16, 2019, that shows that he went up six floors at 5:23 a.m. So he's got the picture in this article. And he states that he believes he was up there for at least 30 minutes. He actually underwent hypnotic regression. And underneath the hypnotic regression that he did the following month, he found out some information. He says he recalled traveling through his house ceiling into the air into a large saucer through a camera lens type opening in its underside. So this thing opens up like a camera lens, much like the David Adair engine that had crashed, that was from a crashed spaceship. The engine was the size of a bus, and as he walked through from room to room inside this bus-sized engine, he noticed that the doors would open like a camera lens. Okay, so this camera lens, design, I guess, for a better lack of words, is very common. And so he goes on to talk about how he was taken through the saucer in a camera lens type opening in its underside. And let's move forward. He talks about how, unfortunately, it was so so traumatic for him that he wasn't able to recall the details of what happened after that, even though he was undergoing hypnotic regression. Sometimes with hypnotic regression, you have to go in multiple times to uncover the deeper traumas that happen during these events. So it takes a little bit longer. And he said that even under the hypnosis, he couldn't provide much detail about being inside the ship, just before going inside the ship. But what's even further, more interesting, really, is that all of this happened while Terry's wife slept beside him unaware until he awoke in distress thinking he was having a heart attack. But what they came to find out was that there was evidence in addition to the phone. They found pink fibers on the bed where he had slept. They were consistent with attic insulation. So he was literally carried through the solid plaster and timbers, wooden timbers, and any of the other materials that are made up of roofing materials through his home's roof. Now, this is really fascinating to me because, you know, just thinking about the physics of transporting an individual through solid material, you would think that they would not come in contact with any of that material. However, his clothes did. His clothes became in contact with some of this material, which means that although his body may not have come in contact, maybe the, you know, the technology is, you know, really focuses in on the body and ensuring that the body is able to get through. Maybe it's unable to focus in on the fibers of the clothing, and it may have scraped through some of the fibers in the insulation as he came back down. Now, this is one of the first abduction events where I've heard of this kind of physics in an abduction. So, you know, is this you know, a different technology from a different species that doesn't have the capability to, you know, transport someone without having them touch the physics around them 100%. Almost all of abduction stories that end up with hypnotic regression discuss individuals who are abducted via a beam or some technology that floats them into the craft. A lot of times it floats them through solid walls. A lot of times aliens come through solid walls without incident, without, you know, any other evidence on their body other than a t-shirt or pants turned inside out. A lot of times that happens. Like, the aliens dress us incorrectly, like they don't know how clothes work. But other than that, there's not a lot of physical evidence. In this case, there was actually evidence that he went through the roof and had insulation. So, you know, what does that mean? You know, it's just interesting in the form of the technology and how it works. So that was fascinating to me. And apparently this wasn't, you know, the only case in which Terry had discussed being abducted with his wife. She had become accustomed to the strangeness and odd occurrences that she had been with him through screaming nightmares at least once or twice a year. She's been very supportive and accepts that he's a targeted individual. And she had spoken with his 82-year-old sister, who verified that at times Terry would disappear from the house when lights came in through the windows, and this was when they were about 5 to 8 years old. So this is a lifetime of Terry being abducted, and it just so happened that, you know, on one of his most recent abductions, that there was some evidence, more than one piece of evidence, but the digital evidence is damning. You know, I mean, this is scientific proof. I mean, you know, if you're a ghost hunter, you go in with, you know, trying to get your EVPs, you're trying to get auditory confirmation of ghosts, you're trying to get video confirmation of ghosts, and that's what we've been trying to do with aliens, confirmation of, you know, an aircraft. And a lot of times, you know, we get good video and it just gets dismissed as a hoax. But here we have indisputable evidence that this man rose above his house 60 feet and was returned and had pink insulation from the attic on his bed. Now, not only did he go to the T-Mobile store, he also went to the Apple store to double confirm what the T-Mobile representative had talked to him about, just to make sure. So he had an iPhone 6. It was 2 years old, and they ran it through diagnostics to make sure it was working correctly. And he stated that the lady at the Apple store who ran diagnoses said that the health app measures height by change in barometric pressure and was confident about the accuracy. It's not measured by GPS, and GPS has a margin of error. Barometric pressure does not. So what's interesting also is that it doesn't show that he ever climbed downstairs. So that and they say that wouldn't have registered as steps taken since he wasn't descending a ladder or opposing gravity. The phone shows that he took zero steps at 5:24 a.m. He only traveled upward. There was no stepping motion to indicate that he was stepping. So this was truly fascinating to the Apple store woman because she had never seen anything like this either. So there you have it. I mean, if you have an Apple, you know, take a look at the health app. You know, double verify this story. Double verify this information. You know, you should have it on your phone. I don't have an Apple, but, you know, if you do, take a look at it, see what you think. It's really fascinating. Fascinating to me. Hopefully it's fascinating to you. But, you know, what's really interesting here is that we have this evidence, and mass media doesn't care. They're not putting it out there. They're not telling anybody about it. They're not giving anybody additional information. And, you know, it's not being publicized much. I mean, I had to do an alternative Google search to even find this article. I had to use DuckDuckGo to find this article because Google wasn't going to show this to me. DuckDuckGo.com, if you're interested, use that for your alien abduction, alien experience stories, UFO sighting stories, because you're going to get more information. Google, they're altering the algorithm, and they're not allowing people to see what's out there, whether it's on purpose or not. But this was like the third article in on alien abductions, 2020. So, on DuckDuckGo. So fascinating stuff. Hopefully you enjoyed it. You know, what would you do if you woke up and looked at your iPhone and found out that you had traveled 60 feet, 100 feet, 500 feet into the air in the middle of the night? I think this is something that anybody with an iPhone should be looking at. If you have an iPhone, you should double check your health app. If you haven't been using it, take a look at it. See if you've been being abducted. This is fascinating. I mean, it's literally technology that we can monitor to see if we've been abducted in the middle of the night. And you may not know it. You may not have to wake up feeling like you have a heart attack. You may wake up feeling fine, but you may have been abducted in the middle of the night. So take a look at this, folks. This is fascinating stuff, and we're living in a technology world now, you know, high technology, where we can find out more information than ever before about alien abductions. So hopefully you guys are taking care of your mental health, spiritual health, emotional health, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, and as always, continuing to question the universe around you. Guys, until next time, take care, pull out those iPhones, and check out the health app. Take care. And as always, Lockdown Universe is out.